Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line with the words Amar Rab Yaakov Bar Zavdi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rab Yaakov Bar Zavdi, said Rab Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Koshiusa Kumei Rab Yoisi. I had a question in front of Rabbi Yossi, and his question refers to what we learned in the last shiur from the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. We learned that a chassan is potter from saying Kriya Shema the first night that he has relations with his wife, Ad Moitzoi Shabbos, as the Mishnah and Gemara in Ksubis, at the beginning of Ksubis, tells us, that Absula Nisas L'Yom Arevi, that in the time of Chazal, the Besula, a virgin, would get married on Wednesday. And thus, the Mishnah is telling us that Im Loi Asa Maisa, if he had not yet had relations with his wife, he's potter from saying Kriya Shema, the first four nights of his marriage until Moitzoi Shabbos. He got married with the Besula on Wednesday. So we have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Moitzoi Shabbos. And although perhaps the Mishnah is speaking about an almana, and an almana used to get married on Thursday, and then there would only be three nights, so the Gemara had told us that there's a brisa that says beferish that a chassan is potter from Kriya Shema from the first night until Moitzoi Shabbos, which is a total of four nights. So obviously, according to the brisa, which is explaining our Mishnah, we are talking about a besula, because if it would be an almana, there would not be four nights. She gets married on Thursday. There's only Thursday night, Friday night, and Moitzoi Shabbos. So from that brisa, we see that our Mishnah is speaking about a besula. And for the first four nights, because of the anxieties of the chassan, he cannot concentrate, have kavanah on Kriya Shema, and therefore he's potter. Once he's been with her for four nights, we learned that he already is comfortable with her and he has less anxieties, and therefore even if he did not yet have relations with her, he will be chayav in Kriya Shema, he will be able to concentrate. But up till the first four nights, if he didn't do a maisa, if he didn't have relations with his wife, then we say he's potter from Kriya Shema. And from this we learned out of halacha that it includes Friday night. And if it includes Friday night, we see from here, the Gemara said, Shemutter livo be'ilo betchilo b'Shabbos, that a person can have relations with his wife for the first time, even on Shabbos, even on Friday night. And we are not concerned with any prohibitions because of causing a chabura, because the hymen breaks, the psulim break, and dam comes out, or he's making a Pesach in his wife. All of these considerations we see from our Mishnah, our Mutter. But now, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi said, I had a question before Rabbi Yossi, and here is my question. Ma beino lebein shoivres achoves lecho mimenu groigres? What is the chilek between the case of having relations with his wife for the first time Friday night to the Mishnah, which we find in Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that one is permitted to break a barrel which contains dried figs. And although by making this hole in the barrel, he's being soiser, he's demolishing something, he is making a makeh bepatish, he's making like the final hammer blow in this chavis, because now he's making it accessible to take out the dried figs, yet we say it is permitted. Although it's an act of kilkul, which kilkul, doing something in a destructive manner, is osur mid'rabbanan, but the rabbanan permitted this act of mekalkel because of oneg Shabbos, because of the pleasure that the person will get for Shabbos by eating the dried figs. So the Rabbeinu Nissim says, as we find in the Chredim, let us see the Chredim inside, second wide line, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Divri Amaschel, Hikshisi Lufnei Rabbi Yossi. I, Rabbi Yaakov, asked this question in front of Rabbi Yossi. Lama hutzrachnu lulmoid me'am Mishnah deshori livul b'Shabbos. Why did we have to make an entire deduction from the Mishnah that it is permitted for one to have relations with his wife for the first time on Friday night? Pshita. I don't need our Mishnah. Dema ben zulahidisnan, what is the difference between the case of having relations with his wife for the first time and that Mishnah which we learned at the end of Masechet Shabbos, which states, Shoivar Adam Asachavis Lachum Men Groigras, as the Haredim continues, the Kos of Rabbeinu Nissim, Da'af Al Gavdim Mekalkel, Is the Rabbanim Yikka, there is still a prohibition with a Rabbanim, even if he does something in a destructive manner, but Hocha Mishum Tzarech Shabbos Shori. Here it is permitted because he has Onik Shabbos. For the needs of Shabbos, the Chavachamim permitted this. V'Hocha Nami Lohadamya. This case of having relations with his wife of mutter livel be'ila b'tchila b'shabbos is compared to that case of making a hole in the chavis. And where do we see a comparison between be'ila with his wife and oynik shabbos? Kimo da'at amrat brings the charedim from Rabbeinu Nissim, as we find in Bereishis, ki im halechem asher hu oichel, that the only thing that was not in Yosef's domain in the house of Potiphar was the bread which Potiphar ate, and this is a euphemism for his wife with whom he had relations. So we see that having relations with his wife is depicted in the Torah as the bread which he ate. So just like we permit breaking the chavis in order to get the dried figs from the chavis, even though Mekalkel is Osram and Rabbanan, but they permitted it for Oynik Shabbos, so Hu Adin, having relations with his wife, it will be an Oynik Shabbos, and the Chachamim would permit that as well. What is the difference? So why do you have to make a deduction from our Mishnah of Chasen Pater Mikrishma, because it's four nights, which includes Friday night as well? It's exactly the same as the case of Shoivar Sechavis Lachum Mena Gregoris. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi responded, Umar de Basra. The word Umar means, let's see the Haredim, the last line, Veheshiv Loi Emor Soif Lashon HaMishnah. Don't remain with the beginning of that Mishnah at the end of Masechta Shabbos, but say, repeat the last part of that Mishnah. What does the last part of that Mishnah say? Ubilvad shelo yischavin la'saisakli. When is it permitted to make a hole in the barrel to take out the dried figs? That's if he's making a random hole. But if he wants to make a nice opening, which will serve as a permanent entranceway into the chavis, then he is making it into a doorway. He's forming it into a vessel. And that is prohibited. It's making a makeh b'patish. It's like the last hammer blow when he's making an item. This completes the chavis, and now it's totally accessible for removing dried figs in the future or storing things in that barrel in the future. V'kan, and over here, concerning having relations with his wife, shemischavin la'asoyse bu'ula, he wants to make her a bu'ula. So it is also considered as if he is making her into a kli. As the Haredim brings down on the last few words in the left-hand column, V'kan, Kedamrinim Ba'alma, as we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Beis Amid Beis, Ein Ho Isha, and the Haredim continues on Chav Ches Amid Aleph, Ein Ho Isha Keresis Bris Elamisha Asa Kli, a woman does not make a covenant with her husband only if he has formed her into a keli. So we see from that Lashon of Chazal that after the first bia with his wife, he has formed her by breaking her besulim. He has now made a pesach, an entranceway, and he has formed her into a kli. She can now be makabel his zera, and as a result, become pregnant, as the Rosh Cirillo tells us at the bottom here in the Oz V'Hadar Gemara in the left-hand column, third line from the end, says the Rosh Cirillo, "D'lepesach mischavin kidei shetei psucha v'tisaber b'pamacheres." He's forming a door in his wife, an entranceway, so that she can become pregnant at a future time. the Ein Ishamis Haberes Bebi Yerushayna, because the Gemara in Yevam and Staflam Amidav tells us that a woman does not become pregnant from the first Bia with her husband. So, therefore, do you know why I have to make a deduction from our Mishnah? Because if I would depend on the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Shabbos of making a hole in a chavis to take out the dried figs, we could say that in our case it should be usur, because the Mishnah there concludes that it's only permitted if you don't have kavana to make a permanent doorway, a permanent entrance way in the chavis. And here, where he wants to make her a bu'ula so that she can become pregnant in the future, it's considered as if he's mechavan to make a kli, because after all, she's only koresis bris with that person who forms and makes her into a kli. So I would have thought, based on the Mishnah and Shabbos, that it should be usur over here. That's why I have to make a deduction from our Mishnah that, in fact, it's mutter. What is the reason why, in fact, it's mutter? That we will have to wait till Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara will tell us what the reason is why, in fact, it is mutter. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Misharshia, and in the Shini Nischois and Ois Dalet takes out the word oi. Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Misharshia Makshi, he asks a similar question. Why was it necessary to make a deduction from our mission of Chasim Pater Mikri Yishma, that it's mutter to be boil bila betchila, the first bila on Shabbos? Why is a deduction necessary? Ma beinol lamapis mursa b'shabbos. How is our halacha of boil tchila b'shabbos different than the halacha of mapis mursa b'shabbos, which is mutter? Mapis mursa means when someone lances a boil, he has pus and blood in his boil, and it's causing him a lot of pain. So Chazal permitted him to open up this boil so that the mixture of blood and pus will be able to ooze out and relieve his pain. The issue here is, again, creating a Pesach. But a Pesach is only chayiv if one does it for exit and entry. In the case of a mursa, in the case of a boil, the exit would be the blood and the pus, and the entrance would be the air, which would, over time, cure the boil. So if, in fact, a person does it for entrance and exit, then he's making a Pesach, and then in Chanami, he would be chayiv. However, this halach of Mapis Mursa, which the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us, is one of the three things where the halach is that it's potter umutter, even though he's doing an action, but it's permitted. Why was it permitted? Because here he does not want the air to come in. Even if he opens it up and subsequently it closes and the air does not come in to give him complete future relief of this boil, that's not his intention right now. His intention is just to get the pus out. He wants to get relieved of his immediate pain. He has no long-range plan here. And therefore, it's not for the purpose that it was in the Beis HaMikdash. This is called a melacha shein tzricha legufa. As Rashi tells us in Masechta Shabbos, that if it's done for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, then it's a melacha. But if it's not done for the complete purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, it remains a malacha shein tzricha legufa. On that, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a malacha shein tzricha legufa still remains chayiv. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that it's only aser midrabbanan. And in our case, where it is a tsar to the person, the rabbanan permitted it entirely. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Misharsha wants to say that our halacha of making a bila b'tchila b'shabbos should be the same thing, because over here also Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion is not like Rabbi Yossi, that he has kavana to make his wife into a kli, but rather he's breaking the psulim just to ascertain that she in fact is a psula. His intention is not, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, to make a Pesach, lahachlis ulahaitzi, and therefore, at most, it would only be aser midrabbanan. And just like we permitted by a malacha shein shvich lagupa by mapis mursa because of tsar that it should be totally mutter. So here also, since he's not doing it with the purpose of making a Pesach, although a Pesach is formed, but that's a malacha shein shvich lagupa. He's not doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it should only be aser midrabbanan. And since he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah of Pururvu, then the Chachamim would be matrit reasoned Rabbi Yitzchak. Just like they permitted the Malach Shein Shrich Legufa, which according to Rabbi Shimon, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, goes like, it's only an Isser Mitter Rabban, and it's Mutter Mishum Tsar, so if it's only an Isser Rabban, it'll be Mutter for the mitzvah of Pururvu that the Chassan is doing with the Kala. So why do I need a deduction from our mission of Chassan Pater Mikri Yishma? Why don't I compare it to the case of Mapis Mursa, which is mutter because a malacha shein shrich legufa, because of tsar, or because of a mitzvah, would be totally mutter? This was Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Misharshis' question. As we turn to Daf Chaf Ches Amid Aleph, Amar Lei, so he responded to him, Rabbi Yossi, because apparently Rabbi Yitzchak was asking this question to Rabbi Yossi, just like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi asked this question in front of Rabbi Yossi. So here Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Misharsha asked a second similar question to Rabbi Yossi. And now, Amar Lei, Umor de Basra, the same as we had when he answered the first question of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, he gave the similar response to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar of Misharsha, as the Charedim explained. Emor soif lashon ha-mishnah. Don't just remain with the beginning of that mishnah of Mapis Mursa. Go to the end of that mishnah. And what does it say at the end of that mishnah? Ubilvad shelo yischavein la'asosa peh. It's only permitted by Mapis Mursa if he doesn't have intention to make it a entrance and an exit way, to make it a mouth that for the purpose of bringing things in and for the purpose of taking things out. In the case of Mapis Mursa, it would be exiting the blood and the pus, and it would be bringing in the air. That is prohibited. And therefore, what is your question, Rabbi Yitzchak? It should be mutter because of Mapis Mursa? No. It's similar to the Seifa, Vekan, and the Shinin Nischois has the next word as we have in the brackets here, Mekivon, since, Shehu Mischavan La'Soysa Bula, since he wants to make his wife into a Bula, Kimishu Mischavan, and here the Shinin Nischois takes out the word La'Soysa Kli, and puts in the words, La'asois lo peh. Here, he has kavana, since he wants to make her a bu'ula. So, in fact, he has kavana to make an entranceway in his wife. So, besides that he wants the dump to come out to prove that she's a psula, but the Rosh Cirillo said, the lepesach mischavein nami, he also has kavana to make a permanent opening here. And we should learn the Rosh Cirillo one line above. Im la soisa la peh chai, if this was by the case of Mapis Mursa, shemischavin liyus la peh liyoy macher, he's not just opening up the boil to let out the pus today, to get relieve himself, to get rid of the tsar, the pain, to get rid of the pus, but rather he wants to have it as an opening for tomorrow as well. Then it's like a permanent opening. Chayiv mishum poine. Then he's chayiv because he is building something. He's building like a door. And says Rabbi Yossi to answer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Misharsha's question that since he wants to make a rabula, as we learned before from the Rosh Cirillo, that he wants the lepesach mischaven, and this is the Rosh Cirillo on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis at the bottom, three lines from the bottom, which we quoted before, the lepesach mischaven kadeshia tehei pesuchom v'tisaber b'pam acheres, the einish v'saberes v'yirushayna. So you cannot say that he wants it just to see if she's a psula or not. No, he wants to make a permanent opening so that she will become pregnant the next time he has relations with her. So therefore, if it would be based on the Mishnah concerning Mapis Mursa, I would have said that it should be usher to make a Be'ilah B'tchilah B'Shabbos because he's having Kavanah to make a pet, to make a permanent opening for the future. I would have said it's osir, therefore I need the deduction from our Mishnah that in fact it's mutter. Why in fact it's mutter? Again, we're going to have to wait a few lines until the Gemara will tell us why it is not a problem that he's mechaven to make a pesach. Why in fact should it not be prohibited to do this opening on Shabbos? Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, lo yivel adam bilo lechatchil b'Shabbos b'bnei shu oisei chabura. A person should not make a bila for the first time with his wife on Shabbos because he is causing a chabura, an injury. V'acheru matirin, and others permit it. In other words, this which we learned at the beginning of our sugya, that it is mutter for someone to make a bi'ilah at the beginning of the first time on Shabbos, shemutter livol bi'ilah b'tchilah b'Shabbos, is actually a machloikis. There were those, the Tanakama, who held its osur because you're making a chabura, and acherim were matir. This b'raisa is bringing up a new inyan which we haven't discussed before. We've discussed before the inyan of making a pesach, of boine, of makir b'patish, in the chavis. But now we're bringing up a new iser, a new one of the lamates malachas, making a chabura, which is a told of netilas neshama. In other words, we're causing an injury, we're causing blood to come out when the besulim are broken. And that's why the Tanakhama holds that it is prohibited. And yet the Acherim permit it. In what are they arguing? And the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Ksubos in the Bavli tells us that this is the discussion whether dam is chabure michbar or it's mifkat pocket. In other words, when it comes to the mursa, to the boil, so the mixture of pus and blood that's in that boil before it's broken open. So there we understand that it's a pocket. It's deposited. It's mifkat pocket. It's not part of the person, but it's a protrusion from the person. And in that protrusion, there is dam and pus mixed together, which is being deposited in that boil. The question is dam besulim in the same category or not? So there's one opinion that says that dam besulim is in the same category. It's mifkat pocket. It's just deposited there. If it's just deposited and you open the doorway and it comes out, you haven't caused a chabura. A chabura is only if the blood is part of the person or the animal, and then a wound is made which causes the dam to drip out. That is considered a chabura. But if it's just deposited there and you open up the door and let it out, that's not a chabura. So our matirin here, which is the acherim, they hold that by dam besulim, it's similar to the case of a boil where it's mifkat pocket, it's just deposited there. The blood is not part of the isha. The dam besulim are not coming from the isha herself. It's rather just a deposit which is let out. And therefore, there's no chabura. Therefore, it's mutter. However, the Tanakama that holds its osur holds that dam besulim is chibure michper, that the dam besulim is not just a deposit, but rather it's flowing from the woman herself, and therefore it is prohibited to make a chabura when the dam is flowing from the woman herself, and that's why the Tanakama says here that it is osur. Einachanami will have to say that Rabbi Yitzchak bar of Misharsha, who had asked that L'chaira making a Be'ila for the first time on Shabbos is comparable to Mapis Mursa, he was of the opinion, like the Matirin here, the Acherim, that it's Mifkat Pocket. There is no problem of Chaburi Michber, of making a wound. Omer Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Avin, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rab Avin, says, I'll tell you what the reason is of the Acherim who are Matir. We've waited all along in the Gemara to find out why, in fact, is it permitted. L'chaira, he wants to make his wife into a Kli, he wants to make a Pesach, and therefore it should be prohibited. Says Rabbi Yosef Rav Avin, time and Acherim, the reason of the Acherim is that for any prohibition, which you will tell me will happen when the psulim are broken, we're going to say the following. He wants to have relations with his wife. That's his intention. Me'eleho nasa chabura. The chabura is made automatically. He has no intention for that. And that would apply to making a Pesach as well. That's not his intention. His intention is not to let out the dam. It's not to make a Pesach. It's not to make a wound. His intention is to have relations with his wife. The wound, even if you were to say that the dam is chabure michbar, but he's einam eschaven. And we're going here with the sheet of Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda's sheet is that einam eschaven is osir. But Rab Shimon holds that einam eschaven is mutter. And even if you will ask the question, as we find in the Marav Fulda, in the right-hand column, beginning with the fourth line, Ukir Rav Shimon, he holds like Rav Shimon, Srilay, the Amr Dover Shem is Chavin Mut, Vafal Gav asked the Marav Fulda, the Maida Rav Shimon, Psik Resha, the Chayiv. We know that even Rav Shimon holds Enim is Chavin is Mutter, but when it's a Psik Resha, when one act causes automatically that another act will happen, even if he didn't have Kavan intention for the second act, we say that the second act lies within the first act. And since he had Kavan on the first act, it's automatically that he has kavanah on the second act as well. So l'chayra, this is such a case. He has kavanah to have relations, but automatically he's causing for a Pesach to be formed. He's causing a chabura to happen. Says the Marav Fulda, hachol loy psik reishu. It's not a psik reisha. The Svir Lake is Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel that we find in Subas Tavava Mebeis, the roiv b'kiyim b'hatoya umutter, that most people are able to make the be on the side of the psulim, to go around the psulim so that they don't have to break the psulim. So even if he did break the psulim, but that is not considered a psik resha, it remains einam eschaven. It's not something inevitable that it has to happen. He could have gone around the psulim and had relations with his wife, and therefore it's not a psik resha, it remains einam eschaven, and therefore the acherim are of the opinion that it is mutter. Continues the Gemara, Asi Omar Osir, in this machlokes weather, it's mutter to be boiled lechatchila b'Shabbos or not, where we had a machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Acherim, so Asi said it's Osir. The Charedim is Goyrus on the second line in the right-hand column, Rav Asi Omar Osir, and what's the reason, says the Charedim, Rav Asi Omar Osir, livel b'sula b'Shabbos, the Sefer Lei, the Mimishnah Seinu, Ein Raya Lahatr, Kedadochil Rav Chagilil. Just like Rav Chagi said, because our Mishnah perhaps is speaking about an almana. That's what Rav Asi says. In our Mishnah, even though the Brisa said it's four nights, but our Mishnah doesn't say that it's four nights. Maybe it's speaking about an almana. It's only three nights because an almana got married on Thursday. And Ein Chanami, by a psula, she would not be permitted to have relations for the first time on Shabbos. And almana is not a problem because she's already a be'ula. So she has three nights, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzoi Shabbos. That's how Rav Asi will learn our Mishnah. And Upoise continues the Charedim, lesser Ketanakama d'Acherim. And he paskins like the Tanakama of the Acherim that prohibit because you're making a Chabur. They hold that the Dam is Chabure Michbar, the Dam Besulim. This is the sheet of Rav Asi. Binyamin Ginzachia Nafik, when Binyamin from Ginzachia heard that Rav Asi had said that it is Asur. He went out, Umor, and he said, V'omar, Umor Mishmei de Rav Mutter. He said that the halacha is in the name of Rav, that Mutter Livol B'Tchila B'Shabbos. You are allowed to make the first Bila on Shabbos. Shama Shmuel. Shmuel heard what Binyamin had said over in the name of Rav, and as the Charedim explains, Shmuel knew that Rav, in fact, had said that it is prohibited, the Ikbid Ilave, and he had a kepeda Shmuel had on Binyamin for saying the wrong psak in the name of Rav. He had a grievance on him, umis, and as a result of that grievance, Binyamin perished, the Kore Ilave, and Shmuel called concerning Binyamin. Baruch Shenokvay, blessed is Hashem, who punished Binyamin and killed him. Apparently, this would bring him a kapora for the avera that he had done. And through his perishing, says the Charedim, who bought lo hirasay, so his psak became bottle. because it was short-lived and nobody carried out that psak that he had said in the name of Rav, that it is mutter. And Val Rav Kora, and he said a pasuk concerning Rav, lo yuuna letzadik kol oven, that no evil will happen, will befall to any tzaddik, says the Chredim. Divrei Amaskel lo yuuna letzadik kol oven, she'ilu loymes, if Binyamin had not died, ulai hoya machzik hoyrasai, mishem Rav, perhaps he would have kept on saying over his psak in the name of Rav that it is mutter, v'hu amav oven. Since, as the Charedim says before, v'zeh sheker on a boy, the Charedim said he said a lie. This is not true. It's not the emes. And therefore, because it was not the emes, and chas v'shalom, a false hayro would have come out in the name of Rav, it was kedai that Binyamin should perish. And although from our Gemara it would seem that the Gemara favors the psak that it is usser, but yet we find in the Bavli, in Ksubis of Zayin Amid Aleph, that in fact it is mutter livo betchilo b'shabbos, and so we find the psak in Orachayim, in Simon Reish Pei Seif Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, that mutter livo lechatchilo b'shabbos, as we explained, because it's Eina Mechavin, and it's not considered a Psik Reisha, and that's why, in fact, it is Halach Lamaisa Mutter. Continues the Gemara, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Kol Hahi Hilchasa, all those Halachas, the Reisha, the Pirka Achraya, the Nida, that are found at the beginning, in the first Mishnah, of the last Perek of Nida, which is the 10th Perek, which is called Perek Tinoikais. All those dinim are lahalocha avaloy lemaisa. They are correct in the abstract, but lemaisa the chachamim gave one shear. What is Shmuel referring to? As the Charedim brings here in the right hand column, Divrei Amaskel Shmuel Omar, and the Charedim brings it from Bavli Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. Actually, the Perek begins Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. And the Mishnah there tells us, Tinoikos besula shloihigiyas manaliros, if she did not yet come of age to have her menstrual period, to have damnidos, desharia lishamsha ad shetichya hamake. There's a machloikis there, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Charedim is quoting the sheet of Beis Hillel that subsequent to the first be'ila that this ketana has with her husband, the husband is allowed to have be'ila again until the wound of the first be'ila, of the breaking of the psulim, heals. We'll skip to the third line. Da amrin and dam besulim hu, because until the wound heals, we say that any dam that's coming out by this young girl who's loy higiyas manalirois will say that it's not dam nidas, it's dam besulim. What about vetinoikas she higiyas mana v'loy rasa? She is of the age to have her dam nidas, but she has not yet seen dam nidas, and she had relations with her husband. Shar yelashamish arba leila. So midina of the Gemara, the halacha from the Mishnah, she's allowed to have relations with her husband for 4 nights, including the first night when they got married. And on this, v'kamar Shmuel, de lo yavdina ma'isa hachi, that's only halacha. That's only in the abstract, that Mishnah at the end of Masechta Nida. But l'maisa, how do we act? We do not act like that Mishnah. Ela boil bilas mitzvah u'pirish. The husband has the first bilet the night when he gets married, and then he separates from his wife. Bein higiyas manalirois, bein lo higiyah. Whether she has come of age to have damnitas, or whether she has not yet come of age. The chayin chazru v'nimnu rabbeseinu k'desani hasen b'bavli. The Gemara there in Daf Samach Hei Amid Beis tells us that the Rabbanan made a gzera, and the Rush explains the gzera because of a chosin who may not know all the chalukei dinim because actually there's even a more stringent Medina de Mishnah. There's a more stringent case, which is a woman who's fully mature, who has come of age to have damnitis, and in fact she has already previously had damnitis. Her din is the most chomer. But this chosin may be an amoritz, and he may not know all the chalukei dinim, and he may come to have a be'ila with his wife, be'isser. And therefore, the Chachamim made one halacha across the board that all the chosin is allowed to have with his wife is the first night, the first be'ila, which is called a be'ilas mitzvah, and then he has to be pyrish. Any dam that comes from his wife following that first bia is considered to be dam nidus. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, that even if no dam came out, and even if the woman was baidik herself, and she did not find any dam, yet because of the gzeira of the Chachamim, the halacha lemaisa is that he can only have that one bia, and then he has to be pyrish from his wife. This is what Shmuel is saying. Let us see the Gemara again. Shmuel Omer, kol ahi hilchas adoration of Pirkei Acharya. They need all those halachas that are written at the beginning of the last parak of Nida, la halacha, abstract halacha, avaloi lemaisa. Lemaisa, he can only have the bila smitza and be pyrish. Then the Gemara relates that Rabbi Yanai, the way the Charedim learns, agree to this psak of Shmuel. Rabbi Yanai Orak, he used to run away from being mater afilu mitinoike shalohigi as mana liros venizas. Even from the easiest case, which is a girl who got married and she has not yet reached the age of having damnidus, she has never seen damnidus and she's not even physically mature enough to have damnidus. Even in such a case, Rabbi Yanai ran away from being mater, as the Charedim explains in the name of Rabbeinu Nissim at the beginning of Masech Teshuas, that since Shmuel said, kol hahi hilchasa, all the halachas of the first mission of the last parak of Nida are halach of Loi Lamaisa. So that includes even the easiest case, which is a girl who's lohi giyas manalirois and she hasn't seen yet. So since Shmuel is not mechalik, whether he giyas man, lohi giyas man, there's boil bilas mitzvah and pyrish. So when Rabbi Yanai says afilu mitinag shalayigiyas man aliris venisas, he means to say that I agree with Shmuel, because Shmuel didn't make any chalukim. He said all women are usher to their husbands following the first bilas mitzvah, and Rabbi Yanai says that I agree with that, and I'm not even going to be makel the easiest case of a girl who has not reached the age of where she could have dam nidus. So Rabbi Yanai agrees with Shmuel. Continues the Gemara, Boyin kumei Rabbi Yochanan, the Bnei Yeshiva had an inquiry in front of Rabbi Yochanan, mahu livol bi'ilo shniya. And as the Charedim explains this question, we learned in the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Nida, in the last Perek, that by a girl who is Higiyas Manolirois, but she had not seen yet, she is mutter to her husband, according to Beis Hillel, for 4 nights. And the Gemara now is asking a question, is that a carte blanche heter, even if it appears that the makkah has been healed, or do we say that the permission to have bia for 4 nights is only if the makkah did not heal? But if the makkah healed, then it is usur to have a second bia after the makkah has healed. And as the Mefarshim explain, the Bnei Yeshiva who were asking this question in front of Rabbi Yochanan were of the opinion, not like Shmuel, that the halacha in the Mishnah in Nida is halacha ulamaisa, that we still practice that halacha. And therefore, they were asking this question concerning Higiyas Manolirois, but she had not seen yet. She had relations with her husband. And it appears that the makkah was healed. Is she permitted within those 4 nights to have another bia? Or do we say that since the makkah seems to have been healed from the dam besulin, that it now would be prohibited. So there were other Talmidim who heard this question, and Amrin, they said, how could you ask such a question? Lit lois bedam hamaka loy hayrei. They didn't paskin that it's permitted concerning any dam that she would see subsequent to the first night. They assume that it's dam nidus, as we learned before, all those halachas of the Mishnah Nida are halacha v'loy lemaisa, because of the gzeira of the Rabbanon, we make a gzeira, and we say that they're considered dam nidus and not dam besulim, and therefore the husband is usur, he has to be parsh from his wife after the first bia. So if they were not relying that this dam is dam makeh, even if they didn't know that it was healed, so kal v'chomer in a case where you're telling me that it was healed, that for sure they would not have permitted a second bia. What is your question? Amrin litlois bedama makalei hoirei v'livel bila shniyah humoirei. You think that they would be matur a bia shniyah where you're telling me that it was healed? And now, according to the Charedim, the Gemara goes back to the original question of the Bnei Yeshiva, who were of the opinion that the Mishnah Nida is halacha ulamaisa, and that a tinoikes shehigiyah zman alirois is permitted for 4 nights. So the Gemara is saying now, ma tshrichla, exactly what was the case in which they had this question? And the Gemara answers, b'shebol lo yemei hefsik, yemei tayra ben tayim. It's a case where after the first bia, and before he wants to make the second bia, there was days where there was no dam. It was days of tahara. There was no dam flowing at all in between. And therefore, it indicates to us that the makkah was healed. And here was their question. Do I say that even though it appears that the makkah was healed, but the chachamim knew that a makkah never gets healed unless it goes through a 4-night period till it heals, and therefore the chachamim carte blanche gave a heter for 4 nights, even though it appears to us that it is healed? Or do we say no, that the whole heter the chachamim gave, that was only if it was not yet healed? But if, in fact, it appears that there's no dam coming from it because the makkah was healed, then einichanami, the Rabbanu would not permit it after it appears that the makkah was healed. That was the question of the Bnei Yeshiva, and the Gemara does not resolve that question. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Avua, Shushbine de Rav Shimon bar Abba Havina. Rav Avua said, I was the groomsman by the chasna of Rav Shimon bar Abba, She'ilis the Rav Elazar, and on behalf of Rav Shimon bar Abba, I asked the following question of Rav Elazar, Mahu livel be'ilo shniya? Is he allowed to be boiled the second be'ilo on Shabbos? As the Charedim learns in the right-hand column, 3 lines from the bottom, Divya Masal Amar Rav Avua, speaking about where the makkah did not heal. And they were of the opinion, like the Mishnah in Nida, that they have 4 nights. It's halacha and lemaisa, not like we learned before in the name of Shmuel, that it's halacha v'loy lemaisa, and that he is forbidden to have relations with her after the first bias mitzvah. But they paskind, like the Mishnah in Nida, that they had 4 nights. The question over here of having the second bia was a question whether he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Concerning whether you're allowed to make the first bia on Shabbos, that he was of the opinion like the one that forbid before to make that first bia because you're making a chabura. Ella b'ila shniyabah, but his question was not on the first bia, which is usur on Shabbos, but concerning the second bia, I usur nami mishum toysef es chabura, is that likewise prohibited because of a possibility that he will be making an additional chabura? That was his question. So for sure, the first bila is usur on Shabbos. For sure, following the first bila done in the weekday, he has 4 nights, and certainly if the makkah was not healed, he has 4 nights to do a second bila. The question is, could he do that second bila on Shabbos where there's a chashash that he will be adding to the original first chabura? And what was the halacha of v'shara lei? And Rabbi Elazar permitted Rabbi Shimon bar Abba to do the second bia on Shabbos. To who savar? Because Rabbi Elazar held kehadah de Shmuel, like that psak of Shmuel. De Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, pirza de chuka. If a person has a very tight opening, nichnasim ba b'Shabbos, he's allowed to enter it in Shabbos, afilu mishra surus, even though there's a possibility that he will dislodge pebbles and make the opening wider, he's still allowed to do that because he has no intention to make the Pesach bigger. He has an opening. So therefore, he's Eina Mischaven. And we're going to go again, like the Shita of Rab Shimon, that Eina Mischaven is Mutter. If he doesn't have intention, it's permitted. It's also not a Psik Reisha because it does not necessarily mean that he will certainly remove those pebbles. And so too concerning the Bia Shania, even according to the Shitas that we learned before, that the Bia Rishina would be Asur on Shabbos. Not because of Chabura, because of the Dam issue, but because he's making a Pesach, but that's only if he has Kavana to make a Pesach because he wants to make his wife into a Kli, so that, as the Rasarullo learned before in the Sugya, that he has an ability that she can become pregnant in the future. But here, he already has broken through the psulim. He knows she's a psula. He doesn't have that intention in mind. He doesn't have the intention of a Pesach of a Kli either. He's done that already. And therefore, although there is a possibility that he will aggravate the original chabura of the psulim which he made when he had the first bia with his wife, but because of that chashash, which he's not mechavin for, and it's not a psik reisha that it will happen, the chachamim permitted him, Rabbi Elazar over here permitted him to have bia shnia with his wife on Shabbos. Amr Rab Chagi said, Rab Chagi shishbina de Rab Shmuel kaputkiya. As we turn to Chav Chesam and Beis, Havino, I was the groomsman of Rab Shmuel from Kaputkiya, Sheilas Rab Yoshia, and I asked on his behalf a shal from Rab Yoshia whether a second bia would be permitted, and the Haredim learns that this was a shal not on Shabbos, but this was a shal in the weekday. Do we follow the Mishnah in Nida, which paskened halacha lemaisa that four nights are given, and one could make a second bia during those four nights? Or are we machmer like the Rabboseinu who made a gzera that after the first bia, the husband has to be Porish? Vishara minei, says the Haredim, v'nishmat melahater. He avoided from giving a heter. He was not materit because we have to follow the gzera of the Rabboseinu that the husband has to be Porish after the first bia. She'el til Rab Shmuel, I asked the Shaila of Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak whether it would be permitted to have a second bia in the weekday during those 4 days. Amar li, and he said to me, me'ata now that the Rabboseinu, as the Haredim learns, now that the Rabboseinu have made this gzera, ezadam nidav ezadam sulam. How are we to distinguish whether this is dam sulam, which would be mutter, or whether it's dam nida? Now that the Chachamim made the gzera, we have to treat everything as if it's dam nida, and therefore a second bia, even during the weekday, would be prohibited. Tani, we learned in a braisa, kala sur labesa, a kala, a newlywed woman is prohibited to her house, meaning to her husband, as the Haredim says, labesa l'shame. She's not allowed to have relations with her husband after the first time, kol shiva. She's not allowed to have relations for 7 days, as the Haredim brings down from the Rush in Mesechta Nida, that she has to begin the Shiva Nikiyim. She has to put on the Levanim, the white clothing, on the fifth day following the first time that she had Tashmish with her husband, as opposed to a regular woman who can only begin her Shiva Nikiyam on the sixth day here by a newlywed, she begins the Shiva Nikiyam on the fifth day. And she is then prohibited for 7 days after the Shiva Nikiyam begin. And a second halacha, va'asur litol mimena kaishal bracha. The husband is not allowed to take from her during the Yemei Nidus, as the Charedim brings down divrei amaskal va'asur litol mimena kloimer kol dikduke isur nido aleha. She has all the prohibitions of a nido, all the harchakos that Chazal were misakin, that one should not take things from one another. And here we're speaking about a dvar mitzvah, kaishal bracha. And certainly the Achronim say a object that has nothing to do with a mitzvah, certainly one is not allowed to take from his wife or his wife from the husband. There has to be a harchaka during the Yemei Nidus. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this was the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer disagreed with the Mishnah in Seif Nida. And he said that we do not allow further bias after the first night. We have to treat her as a Nida. And on that, the Gemara asked, my time at Rabbi Lezer, why was he machmer even before the Rabbi Seinu made the Gzeira that one has to have Bilas Mitzvah and then be Poresh? Why did Rabbi Eliezer hold like that in the time of the Mishnah? Why did he argue on the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Nida? So the answer, says the Gemara, because Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, he efshur shalo yetzei dam nido im dam besulim. Rabbi Eliezer said that immediately after the first Bia, we have to assume that dam nidus came out as well, either because physically having relations with her husband for the first time, this physically caused her body to emit dam from the uterus, from the rechem, or because of her emotional attachment, having a desire to be with her husband for the first time, this triggered the dam to come out from the beis rechem, and therefore this dam is actual dam nida. And Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that it's impossible to break the psulim and cause dam psulim without dam nida coming out at the same time. And therefore, she has to be treated like a regular nida. The only difference is that a regular nida starts the Shiva Nikiyam on the sixth day following seeing the dam nidas, and kala begins it on the fifth day. But she's treated like an actual nida. Continues the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, Rochatz Laila Harish and Shemesa Ishta. We learned in the last Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel read Kriyishma on the first night, even though others are not supposed to read Kriyishma. He was different than other people. Here, he continues to do something which is prohibited for others. He washed himself, as we'll see, the Haredim says on the Pnei Moshe, he washed himself with warm water. The first night, Shemesa Ishta, when his wife died, when he was in Avol, Amru Lo Tamidav, the Tamidim said to Rabbi Gamliel, L'maratana Rabbeinu, you taught us, our Rebbe, She'Avol Osir Lirchot, that an Avol is prohibited to wash himself. Amru Lahen, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Eini Kishar Kol Adam, I am not like other people. Why? Itztanis on the Ayman Itztanis, says the Haredim, to Pshatim in the word Itztanis, Pirish Rashi, Me'unig u'mefunig, I am a pedantic person, u'metztar ma'od im lo yirchatz, and I'll have a lot of pain if I won't wash myself. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains that it's in this kar haguf, my body is very cold, miloshen sina, it's the word comes from cold, u'pirish rachatz becham, and he washed himself with warm water, v'tam Ram Gamliel, the reason of Ram Gamliel, why it's permitted for him and not for others, the ein lesser lirchatz el rechitzer shel tainuk, the whole prohibition that an oval should not wash himself is only a washing which is a pleasure, avol mishum tsar shori, but if it's because of pain that he's going to go through, like here, where his body temperature was very cold, and he needed hot water in order to raise the temperature of his body, that he should be comfortable, he shouldn't have tsar, that is not considered a rechitza shel tainug of pleasure, and that's why, although it would be prohibited for others, it would be permitted for Rabbi Gamliel or any other itzdenis who is like Rabbi Gamliel. In the next year, we will learn the Gemara on this Mishnah.